for many medical interventions, the absolute benefit of an intervention is what determines its usefulness. And as we use an age cut of 50, there is an implicit assumption that at that age, the benefit risk is somehow in surplus at that age. Now, that's a very loaded assumption there, and I don't want questions questioning that specifically, because there's all sorts of things behind that, including the effectiveness of screening, the downsides of screening, the health economics. There's a lot of stuff that goes into that. But the fact is, let's take it that that is some sort of critical threshold. And because absolute risk is generally what drives the benefit-risk ratio, a 50-year-old woman in the UK has just over a 2.3% chance of getting breast cancer in the next 10 years. So let's assume that this is a threshold at which breast cancer screening by mammography becomes worthwhile. So you can argue, and many people would argue, whether that is the right figure. Perhaps it should be lower, perhaps it should be higher. But the principle, nevertheless, is the same, whether it is lower or higher. Let's assume that that's the right one, that this is an absolute risk threshold when screening becomes worthwhile in some sense.